There's an oft-told Miles Davis story about a little girl who instantly identified his trumpet playing. She recognized it, she said, because the sad sound reminded her of a little one who can't go home. For sure, Miles has had his problems. He's been through drug addiction, at least 4 broken marriages, numerous illnesses, and repeated operations for hip injuries sustained in a car accident. His list of troubles goes on and on. But then again, so does his music. Reviewers have at times criticized his ever-changing style, so much that in the mid-70s, he withdrew.
Your sister, Dorothy.
You know my sister?
Not personally. Was quoted as saying that you have lived through more pain than anyone else she knows, and that it's a miracle you're still alive. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. No, not really. If she says it, you know, I'll say yes.
Just to make her look good?
Right. But I mean, I don't think about the pain, you know.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I've had it all my life, Brian.
What do you do? Do you put it behind you and just forget about it? Or do you accept it as a fact of life?
It's just one of those things you wake up with and then that's it. You know, but I don't have it anymore.
As it relates to your work, are there any concessions you have had to make to your health, you think?
When my hip was stiff, I couldn't get leverage enough to play the way I wanted to play. You know, because when you play the way I play, I can't stand straight up and play. You know, like I'm playing taps or something. I can't do that. I have to get into it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. When you had the pain, was it hard also to get your creative juices going?
No, I forget all about it. You forget all about it when you start playing.
There was a time, not long ago, in fact, I guess about 9 years ago, when you basically withdrew. You decided, that's it. Stayed inside.
Well, I looked at music instead of playing. You know, I listen.
Why?
There's 2 ways you can listen to music. You can listen to it and copy it, and you can listen to it and feel it. So I felt it, and I didn't play. I didn't try. I just enjoyed it. I'm a music lover, Brian. When I stopped because of the business part of it. Made me sick.
What made you decide to end that?
My love for music. You know, I just had to come back, you know. I feel like playing again.
3 years ago, Miles married Cicely Tyson. It's a union that he says has brought him happiness, a happiness now reflected in his music. His latest album, Decoy, is decorated with his own artwork and has a lighter, brighter sound. Yet, and still, there are traditionalists who consider this new music inferior to Miles' earlier works.
I can't be labeled like that. I mean, I can't stay. You know, if it's something nice, I can't stay with that. It's nice. It was good then. I had a good first wife. That was good then, but it's not now. So all of it goes together. You know what I mean? If I did a composition that was good, great. You know what I mean? But I can't stay there. I can't do 10 like that.
Is the music always with you?
Yeah, all the way. It's right here now. I couldn't talk to you unless I heard something in my ear. If nothing was in my ear, I couldn't do this. Right now, I'm listening to Ravel. See, when you have an ear, like the people I work with, they can turn on Ravel anytime. They don't need a radio. You know, the memory.
Final question. You are famous beyond anything you could have dreamt of when you got in this. You've got your health back. Your private life seems very much in order. You are very happy with Cicely. What's important to you? What's left?
The same thing. It's not over. I'll write some music tonight. You'll sit down, and all of a sudden you think, what can I do to make an opening sound like an opening? What note can I start on? What chord can I put on it for just to say, pow, like that? And it started all over again.
A fascinating man. I confess I am not a jazz buff, but I was totally fascinated.